During lesson breaks in the playground, they walked with arms looped around each other's waists, which was the sign that you were best friends and not available for courting by anyone else. And they talked, talked, talked. One lunchtime, Teresa took her into the cafe to meet her mother and father and grown-up brothers and sisters. They were as charmed with her golden fire as Maggie was with their darkness, likening her to an angel when she turned her wide, beautifully flecked gray eyes upon them. From her mother she had inherited an indefinable air of breeding, which everyone felt immediately. So did the Annunzio family. As eager as Teresa to woo her, they gave her big fat potato chips fried in sizzling cauldrons of lamb dripping, and a piece of boned fish which tasted delicious, dipped as it was in floury batter, and fried in the smoking well of liquid fat along with the chips, only in a separate wire basket. Maggie had never eaten food so delicious, and wished she could lunch at the cafe more often. But this had been a treat, requiring special permission from her mother and the nuns. Her conversation at home was all, "Teresa says," and, "Do you know what Teresa did?" until Patty roared that he had heard more than enough about Teresa.
"I don't know that it's such a good idea to be too thick with Dagos," he muttered, sharing the British community's instinctive mistrust of any dark or Mediterranean people. "Dagos are dirty, Maggie girl. They don't wash too often," he explained lamely, wilting under the look of hurt reproach Maggie gave him. Fiercely jealous, Frank agreed with him. So Maggie spoke less often of her friend when she was at home. But home disapproval couldn't interfere with the relationship, confined as it was by distance to school days and hours. Bob and the boys were only too pleased to see her utterly engrossed in Teresa. It left them to career madly around the playground just as if their sister did not exist. The unintelligible thing Sister Agatha was always writing on the blackboard gradually began to make sense, and Maggie learned that a plus meant you counted all the numbers up to a total, where a minus meant you took the numbers on the bottom away from the numbers on the top and wound up with less than you had in the first place. She was a bright child, and would have been an excellent, if not brilliant, student had she only been able to overcome her fear of Sister Agatha. But the minute those gimlet eyes turned her way and that dry old voice rapped a curt question at her, she stammered and stuttered and could not think.